Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Scott Hastings, Denver Nuggets television analyst. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you? Let me change over there. How's this? Is it a little better?
Yeah, it's much better. Thank you. What's going on with the Nuggets? Everybody thinks they're struggling right now. Is that what's going on, or is it just kind of a normal late-season malaise?
I think they have a malaise. Listen, Aaron Gordon is a big part of this team. I think he's already missed 29 games, something like that. And they've not gotten into a strong rhythm. I think the starting unit they came out of training camp has played 18 games or 19 games together, something like that. So I think there is a malaise. I think it's strong. Last week was a tough week. Very emotional game and win in Oklahoma City. And then the three games at home, just well, for lack of a better word, a really short attention span, attention to detail kind of games. They ended up playing five games in 7 days that week. And I just think, to be honest with you, when you're talking, games 65 through whatever, they're 68 or whatever it was, I think it just wore them out. I honestly think they just wore out and struggled a little bit. I mean, lost, Minnesota game, you figured they'd be up in that game, but that was a day after or 2 days after just, having a big emotional win in Oklahoma City. Weren't ready for that one. Lakers don't play anybody, so as teams will do, let's just play as hard as we need. They got lucky right. And won that game. And then Washington stinks. And so they did the same thing in that Washington game. Just kind of, let's do that. And then all of a sudden, Poole hits a 40-footer and ends up losing the game. So, listen, they are what they are. When they're healthy, when Gordon's back, when they're playing well, I mean, just like I said, go back and look at the Oklahoma City game. And that's probably their ceiling. And then you look at the Washington game the other night, and that's probably their floor.
Yeah, that's interesting, Scotty. I couldn't wait to have you on because I got to be honest. Warrior fans would trade places with you guys in the standings right now, and I've been telling my partner every other night for about the past month, it's just something about Denver. I can't put my finger on it. But let me ask you this, Scotty. What about the bench? How has the bench been playing this year for Denver?
Well, if you're going to spell Denver's bench out, you probably leave off the CH and it's just Ben.
Wow.
It's been a struggle all year. Excuse me. And now you lose. You're really one guy that you would bring off the bench that could, you know, stretch the floor and be a threat to shoot threes is Julian Strother. And now he's missed. He's going to miss a month. And I think that just puts him in a hole. They've kind of gone back from, you know, DeAndre Jordan playing the five and actually playing pretty good there. He slides Zeke Nnaji to four, where I think he's better suited, to also they play small ball lately, you know, in the last five games. And let's be honest, not the only reason, but they've lost three of those five. So, yeah, I think they're, you know, trying to figure out what to do. The bench is they're in trouble there. They got too many bodies, you know. And you guys know this. Once you get to the playoffs, you're playing eight guys anyway. You got a day in between every game, but can you get Gordon back? That's a big get. So then now your starting five is fine. Well, listen, when their starting five's attack and playing, they can play. You got a chance in every game because Nikola Jokic, right? Yep. And now if Murray comes along and he's having a good game, you can beat anybody. And now you throw in if Porter or Gordon, one of those two, can you know, have a better-than-average game, then you can win, you know, seven-game series against anybody. So, but they haven't had that. And so now you're relying on other people. You got Russ in here as an energy guy, but you want him off the bench, and he's had to start probably way more games and played way more minutes than you want him to. And he's been fabulous, but, you know, he's not a threat from outside. He's a downhill player. And that would help the bench because, you know, other than Strother, you really don't have guys that are consistent, you know, knockdown shooters. So, man, it's been a funky year because if you don't watch, I mean, you just watch standings, you go, oh, you know, what's going on? Right. You lose to Washington and da-da-da. But, you know, listen, you know, SGA is going to win the MVP. That's just what it is. I love what Shannon Sharp said the other day on Club Shay Shay, that SGA, and he deserves a great player, have a great year. I will say this, when he's off the floor, you know, they're still a top 10 offensive team. When Nikola Jokic is off the floor for Denver, they're the only team worse than them offensively efficiency-wise is Washington. So you go from a top four or five, you know, offense to, you know, 29. So he's phenomenal. He's, you know, he just got a chance every game because of this cat. I mean, he's stupid good, man. He really is.
Scott Hastings joining us on 95.7 The Game, Denver Nuggets TV analyst. I'm looking at Jamal Murray's numbers, and they look like they are back to where they've always been. Of course, he was injured in 2021, 2022. Is he the player he was right now, or does he still have a little further to go, do you think? What's the eye test tell you?
Well, when he's on, he's on. And when he is engaged playing downhill, I think the key for him is downhill. And when he's going downhill, you know, now he's mixing a handful of legs. I mean, look at Steph Curry. Steph just hit 4,000 threes. I mean, once again, if you don't watch the game, you go, well, all Steph does is sit out there and shoot threes. He shot 9,000 of them, right? That's all he does. But if you watch Steph Curry play, think of the layups, think of the points in the paint, think how deep he gets and plays below the free throw line, even while making all those threes. I think that's Jamal's key, too. When he's playing below the free throw line, now all of a sudden everybody's worried about that. And all of a sudden, and just rightfully so with Steph. And then all of a sudden, boom, here's the three opens up a little bit. So the key for him is playing downhill, in my opinion, getting to the rim. In his great games, he does that more often. In games he struggled, he kind of just floats. But, you know, that knee, his ACL knee has bothered him off and on. They've had to watch that. He's missed 13 or 14 games, I think, also. And I'm sure they'll have to keep an eye on that down the stretch the last 15 games or so also, because when he's right, he's good. Like I said, when he and Nikola are both right, they're going to be competitive with everybody or whoever's put in front of them, whether it's Oklahoma City or whether it's Boston or whether it's Golden State, whether it's LA, they're in the match. They got a legit chance to win that thing, so. His health is key, and that knee has bothered him off and on throughout the year.
Hey, Scotty, I'm hearing you and Steiny go back and forth, and you're right. It starts and ends, you know, with Jokic and Murray and Gordon, for that matter. But to me, the wild card is Michael Porter Jr. I'm looking at his numbers, and they look like his numbers. What have you made of him this season? And if, you know, you got maybe Murray not 100%, how confident are you that he can pick up the slack?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Well, that's a loaded question. I'm hoping no one listens.
Wow.
I'll just say this, and I mean this sincerely, and I've said this for the last 3 or 4 years. If you put them in a gym, just had a shooting contest, I mean, it's stupid, the NBA. And again, you know, people in the league office, I'm not sure they ever really watch games. I think they just follow numbers in their stat tracks and all that stuff. As far as a pure shooting, he's probably in a top 3 to 5 pure shooters in the league. He has got that kind of a stroke. He's like a 6'11 Klay Thompson. Really good. But he also doesn't have great lateral movement or great first step ability, you know, because of the injuries he's had. He's had, you know, 3 back surgeries right in his career. And that, I think, has hurt him. I talked to a guy the other day. In fact, I talked to him, it was Christian Brown's dad, who knew Michael all the way back to his AAU time. He said, man, you should have seen him before he got hurt. He said, he had that same great shot, but he was, you know, in a 30-plus, you know, inch vertical, and he was jumping over people also. And so that back has slowed him down a little bit as far as lateral and maybe, you know, quickness to the rim and so on and so forth. But pure shooting-wise, and teams know that. You guys know this is league. We can say whatever you want to say about the league, but the league ain't full of dummies, you know. You don't got a lot of meatheads, you know, coaching and playing this game anymore. And they understand you can't give him space. And so teams, I've really noticed, you know, they'll forget everybody else. You know, we'll give help on this guy, we'll give help on this guy, but they aren't leaving Michael because he's that dangerous of a shooter. And when teams do, or when he can find space, and the same thing for him, let's say about Murray, when he's playing downhill, he's more effective in danger also. Because all you got to do is listen, you got one of the best passing players in the league. You know, forget about passing bigs, passing players in the league. You know, you get a couple back cuts. You guys know this. You get back cut 1 or 2 times. You know, head fake, you drive the basket 1 or 2 times. Now all of a sudden, that closeout's a little slower. That up in the chest, you know, before I got back cut, you know, is a little softer. And so, you know, really the key for him, probably the key for Jamal Murray is can you play downhill early in the game? Can you get the pressure off of you? And then they're fine.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate
as always,
it.
Should be a fun game tonight at Chase. And look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah, anytime. We may see you in late April.
Maybe,
yes,
maybe.
Sir.
They're poised to maybe play each other. A lot of us to shake out. Scott Hastings.
Yep.